escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Okay, everybody, this is Internet Security 101. Your teacher will be Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. I'm the graduate assistant here to answer any questions, and you can always visit Alex during his office hours. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing really well. Ready for class. How about you?
I'm good. How's Cleveland? Is that where you are today?
It is. It is beautiful as always. We have the heat, but not the humidity. So,
heat, my rear end. Highs of 76 today, 78 tomorrow. You call that heat? Jeez.
We're supposed to get in the 90s later in the week, and we're just not built for it, right? So when it gets hot here, it's like when you guys get snow.
Yeah, that's true. Which I like. Matter of fact, I was saying the other day, it's hard to believe that the weather we're having now, that it ever did snow like it did in January. Let's talk about basic internet security. What with going back to school and so forth, are there things specifically high school students should be aware of, college students or parents of students who have kids that are be going online to be doing homework and everything else? Because that's part of it now, right? As we talk about classroom.
It absolutely is. And you know, some of the advice that we give out as far as staying safe online has been around for, you know, decades. And other things I think have kind of evolved over the years. And I think that, you know, some of the things that still hold true, you know, always update your devices, you know, whether it's your phone or your laptop. I think especially for kids going off to college, one of the things that's really kind of a new issue is a lot of these young people have used Chromebooks or, you know, other things throughout high school. And aren't as familiar with kind of the full-on computers, like a Windows computer or even a Mac, and some of the requirements there to keep those updated and safe. So make sure that you're always updating your operating system and other things like that. You know, use multi-factor authentication whenever you can. That's when you get kind of that code, or you know, have a separate kind of application on your device where you know you don't just need a username and password, but also need that code to log into something. It's not perfect, but it helps a ton. It's a lot like seatbelts, right? You know, a seatbelt won't save you every time, but it'll save you a lot of the times.
And save you from the big giant damage, right?
That's absolutely true.
Okay.
And I think one thing that we don't talk about that much anymore when we talk about kind of internet security or online safety is make sure you back things up. You know, I've talked to a couple of people actually in the past week that have had issues with their devices, and they lost a few years of pictures. So make sure you're backing up your devices, whether it's to the cloud or some other way. You know, and for younger people too, it's interesting because we kind of see this interesting kind of curve where it's a lot of older people, but a lot of younger people also fall victim to scams pretty often. You know, younger people are very used to sharing everything online, right? It's how they grew up. We call them digital natives. They've always, you know, been very open with sharing things. And just keep in mind that you also really need to focus on your privacy because these things kind of follow you for life. And that goes to, you know, not posting foolish things. But also, you know, we all have these different apps on our phones and our computers and everything else. And when we install those, we're oftentimes asked to accept certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just clicks agree.
Right.
And so really being aware of that kind of thing. Another thing that, especially for younger people, they don't necessarily have credit cards. So they use a lot of these different kind of, you know, payment methods, whether it's a debit card or some of these new peer-to-peer payment networks.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really implore young people to, you know, use a credit card when they can. You know, obviously the whole issue with managing debt is a different thing. That's, you know, not a, my focus with security. But remember that, you know, credit cards have a lot of different consumer protections. So if your credit card is stolen, it's generally much less of a hassle than if your debit card is stolen. So consider things like that. And also really watch out for these scams. You know, they really just are unrelenting, whether they're, you know, fake IRS scams or saying you owe a toll or what have you. Just be aware of that kind of thing that's constantly floating around.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Brown.
8:51 now. I'm going to take a break. Alex, I want to pick this up when we come back. A friend of mine surprised me the other day. He got a son that's like 30 years old, fell victim to the scam of, you know, his dad was being kidnapped or was being held hostage and turned over $500 to him. And this person is internet savvy and everything else, but I guess emotion steps in. Let's talk about some of those kind of scams. We come back because, you know, last thing in the world you want is your kid goes off to college. They get a message that their parents have been kidnapped. So what do you do? Well, let me just send some money and get him free when the whole thing's a scam. We're talking to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're also going to talk about the cloud when we come back. Somebody texted in, how secure is the cloud? 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. Hi, 8:57, 3 minutes left now until 9 o'clock, and with Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Alex, before the break, somebody surprised me, a friend of mine, a 30-year-old son, internet savvy, but got a text that his dad had been kidnapped with his voice and picture and everything else and turned over some cash. For people that, with the time that we have left, what's the best way when you get one of these, a text or something that comes in from somebody saying your parents, whatever, son's been kidnapped, first step?
These are extremely common. I just read about one in our local paper this morning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of step back because these scammers really focus on, you know, giving you a sense of urgency or getting emotion into it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is to step back and just realize if that makes sense, right? Is it likely that your, you know, relative was kidnapped? And the answer is usually no, right? Oftentimes they're going to use these kind of newer technologies where they can replicate their voice. It's really simple to do. It's free software. You can, with just a few seconds of someone's voice, then can create, something that makes them talking in their own voice. So it sounds very realistic. The easiest way to prevent that is to ask them something that only your relative would know or the person would know. So if I get one of these things in my wife's voice, you know, asking mm-hmm. to wire money because she's in trouble, I can ask her something like, you know, where did we get married or what did I have for breakfast or something only she would know.
But then the person says, but then does it work where you're actually talking to a real person or is it the person that is presenting this and says, no, that's enough questions?
So generally, you'd want to reach out to law enforcement, right? Call the police if you really think your relative's been kidnapped.
But I'm wondering the scam itself, when you get the text, it's purportedly from the person that's been kidnapped or a third party?
It's both. So the long-term thing has always been it came from a third party. Mm. Yeah, they're called grandparent scams, and they were common that, you know, if your kid was down on spring break, you'd get a message that they'd been arrested and, you know, wherever they were, and whether it was Mexico or Florida or what have you. But now with this AI technology where they can clone voices, a lot of these are starting to pop up where they are callers in your relative or loved one's voice.
Mm. So, again, take a deep breath first before you do anything, right?
Absolutely. That's the key, is to kind of step back and just think about, you know, whether the story makes sense. And I think in most cases, if people kind of step back and think that through, they'll realize that this doesn't make a lot of sense.
Never enough time. Thank you, Alex Hammerstone, Trusted Sec. We appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour talking about the price of college. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.